Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Celebrate what you've done. Celebrate what you've done because it's that. All right? What do you say?
The Milwaukee Brewers are postseason bound and 2025 division champions.
Happening today on Wisconsin's Morning News.
In fact, happening just minutes from now, tickets for the National League Divisional Playoffs go on sale to those who are not already season ticket holders. 10 o'clock this morning.
Marty! Try it, Marty.
Joined live now by Brewers Chief Operating Officer, the COO, Marty Ronski. Morning, Marty.
Good morning. How are you?
Amazing. What do we need to know about the Brewers tickets that go on sale today? By phone, at the ticket office, online, all three?
You got it. Absolutely. 10 a.m. So like you said, just a couple minutes from now, tickets for the divisional series are on sale. Any way you want to access your ticket, jump online, call the box office, walk right up to the box office, whatever works for you. We're going to be there selling those tickets to pack that house.
So which games would this be for? Games 1 and 2, right? And then maybe if there's a 5?
Yeah, you got it. And so there's different ways you can do it, but these are 1 and 2 right now, right? So it's 1, 2 at home, 3, 4 road, and possibly 5 if we need it.
Yeah.
We're talking with Marty Ronski, Brewers Chief Operating Officer. Can fans today, Marty, I know it was available for season seat holders, but could fans today buy the strip, as you call it, meaning whatever playoff games we ultimately have, I want to lock that in?
Yes, that is also possible. So you, again, it's easiest to give the box office a call. They'll walk you through exactly how it works. I know there's a lot of wait. What happens to, you know, if we don't go, which of course is not an option at this point.
Right, of course not.
I mean, come on, what are we even talking about? But I did get that question earlier today. And so they can walk you through all the questions. But yes, there are many different ways that you can continue to buy single games. You know, people are like, I don't know what my schedule looks like. Okay, all right, no problem. Well, we got DS on sale right now. Just buy for those games and revisit us. But if you know you're in for the whole thing, you can buy a strip as well.
Well, I love the clarity as well. I mean, division championship aside, also knowing that October 4th, we know for sure, is going to be our first game. We don't have a game time yet, but we do know that Saturday, October 4th, we're going to be playing at American Family Field.
Yeah, and what else is anyone doing? I mean, to me, it's like, book your whole day. We're good. We don't have a time, but we're going to be okay because we're going to just celebrate the whole day. There is no one, you know, that clarity for all of us. I'm, you know, we're all just sighing that, you know, huge breath of relief that we can just dedicate everything we've got, have our fans, you know, focus entirely on October 4th.
Were you in St. Louis for the clinch?
I was not, but I got to tell you, I might have had more fun watching everyone on TV. If you saw the videos and the social, getting that view and actually still being able to see with, you know, clearly with my eyes was really a treat. If you want to, I mean, you guys, everyone's seen it at this point, right? But the pure joy, and they deserve it. They just so deserve it. So it was really fun to watch. We just keep replaying that stuff on social media because the energy is so good.
Talking with Marty Ronski, Chief Operating Officer of your Milwaukee Brewers. Not to be overlooked either, Marty, because we got a lot of things locked up, but the Brewers finished the season at home this weekend. So we'll have that final brief, as it were, homestand here to close out the regular season. And there's a lot of stuff going on, including the pancake breakfast, the pocket pancake breakfast, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Tell us about it.
Hey, where would you rather be, right? 6 a.m., 6 to 9. Anybody that came out last year for that postseason pep rally, same location, enter the same exact way as last year. We're going to be out in that lot. You're going to have two options. We're going to have a big pancake breakfast under the tent, you know, good old Wisconsin style pancake breakfast that if you grew up here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, you need to learn. So come on out. We're going to have a polka band going. So you can come sit with us for a little while. We've got a pancake artist out there. Or if you're in a hurry and you need to move on your way, you may absolutely do the drive-through again this year. We wanted to be sure we still had that option for folks, too. And really, Vince, this is just about celebrating. We just want to get everybody out there. So that is Friday morning. And then, like you said, we are home all weekend. Fan appreciation is Saturday. I can't say enough. People are like, these games. That is going to be such a great day. We'd love to celebrate, give away, you know, so many autographed items. We've got that car we're giving away again. Not same car, new car this year. But doing a car again, and we're just going to really have a weekend to celebrate before we head into the DS.
I thought you should know this, Marty. We talked earlier, as we do on Tuesdays, with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Now, in terms of the Pocket Pancake event on Friday that we discussed, it says here in my information from the team, special guests on the griddle include Tim Dillard. We love Dillard. Donald Driver is going to be there. Derek Watt and Pat Murphy. Let me just play you a moment of our conversation with the skipper this morning. Go ahead, E.
Special guests on the griddle, including Pat Murphy.
That's you.
There's a lot of different Pat Murphys, so.
It seemed like it was news to Murph that he had an early appearance on Friday.
You know, Murph's all in. Pancake breakfast is, you know, right up his alley. I keep saying to him, he started this. He's going to finish it, right? We've got so much to do, but Pat will absolutely be there. If he doesn't want to be in the griddle, we'll find another job for him. No worries.
Okay, so he is aware he has this appearance, right?
Yes, whether Pat realizes he's aware or not, Pat is absolutely aware.
Either way, we'll go get him
Morning. We're going to have him there, guys. He's going to be with us.
Exciting awesome. Times. Marty, awesome. Thanks for the time this morning, and go down and help the folks in the ticket office now, would you?
Yeah, you got it, guys. Literally, what are we? My clock says 6 minutes. Here we go.
Let's go.
Brewers postseason tickets on sale 6 minutes from now. 9:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.